Why we recite Matovu Oyhalecha Yaakov? Chazal say, the first thing you're supposed to say when you come into the Beis HaKnesses, it's the very beginning of the Avening, even before Adonai Olam and Yigdal. The first thing you do when you come into the Beis HaKnesses is you recite Matovu Oyhalecha Yaakov Mishkan Oysecha Yisrael. In fact, here in the Archical Siddur, they have instructions in Hebrew, Kishayikones LeBeis HaKnesses Yoimar. When you enter the Beis HaKnesses, you shall say, Matovu Oyhalecha Yaakov Mishkan Oysecha Yisrael. A few more psukim, and then you begin Adon Olam, Yigdal, Berchas HaShachar, okay, and put on your tzulin. Why? Why did Chazal instruct that we should enter when this is the first thing that we should recite, especially when we know the author of these words, the one who composed these words, Rabbi Sai, please. The one who composed these words is none other than Bilam HaRasha. Bilam wanted desperately to curse Klal Yisrael, to destroy Klal Yisrael, and the author is not, if today someone would say this, you take a Rasha, would we ever even have a Havamina to take the words of a villain, a Rasha, and use his words as the introduction to davening? Of course not. It's not. It's ridiculous. It wouldn't even have Hamina. And Bilam, what?
Another passage. I love it. The Gilgul Neshama from Lavan and Bilam is Akaili Alpeir Rabbah.
We see that by a Chasna.
Right.
How could it possibly that these words enter into Nusach HaTfila? It's a very tough question. And in general, why should we say these words altogether? So first of all, we have to understand what are these words refer to. The Pshut Shel Mikra, these words, Chazal give us two memory Chazal, the Divrei Chol and Divrei Kodesh. The first pshat is, when he was referring to the Oyholim, he was referring to, Mishkan Osayach Yisrael, he was referring to the people's homes. He took note that people did not look, that they built their tents in the desert. Each one was Zesh Sheloi Kineged Zeh. So that when you look out of your window, you should not be able to look into your neighbor's window. Jewish people have the sensitivity of not privacy. Okay, it's an amazing Musar Haskel in this generation where today we live in a generation where everything is online. A Facebook page, you have to tell everyone what you ate for breakfast. Okay, how much time you spent in the bathroom this morning. And a lot worse, it's a narcissistic society. All about yourself, the whole world really could care less about what you did, what you ate for breakfast. Facebook is incredible. Chazal in ancient times, Matovu Oyhalecha Yaakov. It's none of my business what's going on in your private life. He saw She'ein Pischehem Mechuvanim Ze Kineged Ze. He was wowed. Okay, Bilam was from the Facebook generation. To see an element of tznius and klal Yisrael, privacy in klal Yisrael, it shook him up. And he was very impressed. And he gave klal Yisrael a very big bracha. That's why I'm shot in the Gemara. Another shot in the Gemara is, he was very impressed with the batei kinesius and batei midrashos. He recognized in the batei kinesius and batei midrashos, he saw that even in Golos, when klal Yisrael, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they will survive. Because as long as Klal Yisrael has Bate Kinesios, Ubate Midrashos, where they come together to daven and to learn, there's nothing stopping them. It's a Mikdosh Ma'at, the Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaka, they will exist forever. What's very interesting about this Pasuk is, it's really the two Perushim are contradictory. The first Perush represents privacy. Each person is private. It's none of my business what's doing by you. The other parish is, what is the purpose of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash? Everyone should come together. We don't want there to be a private society. We want everyone to join together. The power is in numbers. Everyone should be ba'achdus. That's a very tough balance. That's a very tough balance to synthesize the two Maimari Chazal, that Klal Yisrael should be mitzad echad, one, we should have, the word kinesios means kinesa, everyone should come together, berov am hadras melech, and yet maintain, each person should maintain his individual approach to life, each group should have their own derech. That has always been in Klal Yisrael the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is mitzad echad achdus, while at the same time have respect for a different approach to life, a different derech and avodas Hashem. Not everyone is a satm chassid. I'm sorry. Everyone has their approach to life, and everyone has to be have their own dalet amos. It's very, very hard to find that balance in avodas Hashem, and that it's amazing that Chazal selected this idea, this concept, to be the first thing a person thinks about when you walk into the Beis HaKnesses. It's something which plagues us ad hayom hazeh. We have yet achdus, and sometimes the achdus, the private achdus, is so. This group of people was so exclusive, was so unique, was so special. Everyone else out there in this world is garbage. Their way of life, their avodas Hashem, doesn't count for nothing. We dismiss legitimate forms of avodas Hashem, believing that our derech is only the right derech. When you come to the Beis HaKnesses, you're coming into a Beis HaKnesses, you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, the first thing you have to recognize is, Matoivu lecha Yaakov, wow, achdos, we come together to bring the Shekhinah, 10 people come together, the Shekhinah comes down, this is wonderful. But don't think that you're it. This is the only Beis HaKnesses in the world. There's nothing else out there in the world. The words Matoivu lecha Yaakov, Mishum Zach Yishol also means their tents were not mechuvanim ze keneged ze. Every person is entitled to their privacy. It's not my business, your way of life, your avodas Hashem. Is my avodas Hashem, is your avodas Hashem. I respect your approach. That indeed is something very, very simple, very, very, very profound thought to think about when you come into the Beis HaKnesses. It's a beautiful thing to have a Beis HaKnesses to come to. But mitzad sheni, we have to also recognize that in the world there are other batei kenosios, and we respect their privacy. We respect their privacy. They have a different derech. They have a different appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we respect it. If only we were able to really believe in what this pasuk says and synthesize the two together, Mashiach would have been here long, long ago. Okay, one other vart. Why we say this pasuk? Chazal asked the question. Chazal tells all of the brachos, the numerous brachos that Bilam gave Klal Yisrael, the story of Klal Yisrael in this week's parasha. And Chazal tells something very, very frightening. That all of the brachos, they turned into klolos. When Klal Yisrael did not do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the brachos that were originally bestowed by Bilam, they were nishapech back to klol, because his kavana was really to curse Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him to change the words, so he took what he meant, he took the curse that he meant to give, and he transformed it into a blessing. But because his kavana was no good, it lingered. That kavana, it lingered. And Hashem only protected us from the kavana and only focused on what was actually said as long as we fulfilled the ratzon of Hashem. But when we did not fulfill the ratzon of Hashem, Hashem chose to focus on his kavana. And then, Rachman Litzlan, terrible things happened to Klal Yisrael. All the brachos were nehapech leklala. The Chazal say there was one exception. And the one exception was the bracha of Matoivu Oyhoilecha Yaakov Mishkin Osecha Yisrael. That is the only thing that was never nehapech leklala. And the question is why? Why was this an exception? So there are many answers. The answer that I find the most satisfying, if you medayik in the pasuk, you will see that all of the other blessings, it says an expression that vayosem, I remember the exact word, vayosem Hashem davar befif, something along those lines, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put the words in his mouth. Something along those lines, vayosem davar befif, Hashem put the words in his mouth. The only bracha that Hashem did not put in his mouth was where he said it on his own. Matoivu olecha Yaakov. There is no hakdama. Vayosem Hashem befif.
Davar befif.
Shulim Barah, what did that mean? He's talking. It's the only.
It came out of his mouth, not a Kodesh Baruch.
The only way there's no Hakdama, there's no introduction, Hashem put the words in his mouth is by this pasuk. This pasuk he said on his own, which means it was sincere. There was no evil intent. He was sincerely impressed with the Oyhalim and the Mishkanos of Klal Yisrael. That really is in a category by itself. The whole purpose of Klal Yisrael, one of the reasons why we are who we are the Am HaNifchar, is to be an Or LaAmim. And this, in truth, is really what our main function will be in the times of Mashiach. In the times of Galus, we don't really try to be an Or LaAmim. If we do, it's just an accident. It's not bad. If it happens to work out that they look upon us and we say, wow, the Jewish people, what a Kiddush Hashem, unbelievable, wow. Is that our primary goal? Not necessarily, because we're just too busy surviving. We don't have the time, we don't have the energy, we don't have the koyach to go out into the world and be an Or LaAmim, because we need to survive. There are people out there trying to kill us, okay, and we need to make parnasa, and we have our own problems. We just don't have the time, the effort, and the resources to be an Or LaAmim. So it doesn't happen. We don't do this. If it happens that the goyim, they look upon us, it's icing on the cake. Mashiach will come. There'll be a different story. Then our role will be to be an Or LaAmim. This pasuk represents the fulfillment and a degree of fulfillment of being the Or LaAmim even in Golos. Bilam saw this. And Bilam was impressed. He didn't need Hashem to say to him, say this. It was sincere from the get-go, from the very shush. This cannot possibly turn into klala, because there was no evil kavana whatsoever. It was sincere. And it was a person who represented the Umay Sa'olam saying, Klal Yisrael,
Shekoyach. These are my words.
These are my words.
These are my words.
Ma'atovu Olach Yaakov. Unbelievable. His own words. It is sincere. And that is why we begin the davening with these words. It accomplishes two things. Number one, it reminds us, if you are sincere in your prayer, that prayer is infinite. It is everlasting. It can never be undone. If we come to shul and it's lip service, well, we have who to learn from what lip service is all about. Bilam gave grois the brachas to Klal Yisrael. It was all lip service. Hashem forced his lips to move in a certain way. His kavana was to curse Klal Yisrael. And you know what happened to his lip service? Ultimately, what his kavana was, if you're thinking about who knows what during Shemona Esrei, eventually, you know who knows, those things will trickle down also, those things that you're thinking about. If you're sincere, then it will be everlasting. Look at Bilam as an example. Bilam was lip service. Everything that was lip service, nothing good came from. But what was sincere, we have with us Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. And the second lesson is, this is a Mikdash Ma'at. You come to the Beis HaKnesses, the Mikdash Ma'at is just a is a dogma of what the Beis HaMikdash is. And what is the Beis HaMikdash? Ki beisi beis tefillah l'chol ha'amim. Who is the representative of the Amim in the time of this week's parasha? Bilam. Bilam was the world-renowned expert in his field of Kesem. And he was representing, he was hired by the superpowers of the world, of Midian. They were hiring him to represent them. And what was his statement? What was the representative, the ambassador of the Umos Olam to Klal Yisrael? Matovu Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is. Ki Beisi Beis Tefila L'chol Ho'amim. And this is the Mikdash Ma'at. This is just a dogma of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is not just for us. We have to use this as a tool to be indeed an Or LaAmim, ki beisi beisi l'chol LaAmim, ad kedei kach, that they, bedavka, we need a statement from the goyim. We bedavka need a statement from the goyim. Because us, we're preaching to the choir. And we can talk all we want. We know what we are. We need, to a degree, The proof that we are true to who we are is when the goyim, the kibay, when this will be a base, the base for l'chol ha'amim, and will have the stamp of approval by a representative of the umos olam. That is a sign that we are true to ourselves, that we are indeed sincere and we are correct in how we conduct ourselves in the Beis HaKnesses. So it's bedafka necessary to take a pasuk from a non-Jew, a person who's from the outside. It, to a degree, is an acknowledgement of our success. Just like the Beis HaMikdash serves that capacity, so too the Mikdash Ma'at also has to serve in that capacity. Have a wonderful day.
I said we don't want to depart it.
Kaddish. Kaddish. Skadal. Amen.